Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. You can find this podcast every Tuesday and Thursday on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and on Spotify. Please download, subscribe, comment, like, and tell someone else about Shawnee's Prayer. Someone who needs to be encouraged, someone who needs a prayer covering, someone that needs to be uplifted. Don't keep it to yourself. Tell someone else who needs to be blessed.
And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, sometimes in life things don't always work out the way we plan them to work out, Father God. Sometimes we have so many different distractions that's taking our focus, Father God. Sometimes as soon as we're about to do something, Father God, especially when it's time to do something for you, something for the upbuilding of the kingdom, we get so many distractions, Father God. But Lord God, we recognize that's nothing but the trick of the enemy. He's trying to get us off our game, Father God. He's trying to get us unfocused, Father God. He wants to get us upset. He wants to get us all razzled and, oh my God, and start complaining. But Lord God, I thank you, Father God, that even in every distraction, that I have kept my peace, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I pray for someone today who needs to keep their peace. I pray for someone on today who needs to protect their joy, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray for someone on today, Father God, who is struggling, Father God, with their relationship with you. Maybe they don't even have a relationship with you. Maybe they want to have a relationship with you, Father God, but they don't know how to get started, Father God. In the name of Jesus, they don't know how to come to you. Maybe someone is afraid to come to you, Father God, because they are afraid of the unknown. They don't know what the unknown is. They don't know what it's going to take to get saved. They don't know if it's going to hurt. They don't know what it takes, Father God. So sometimes people are afraid of the unknown, and they are afraid to relinquish power, to relinquish control. Lord God, I just want you to know, Father God, I want you to be able to speak to someone's heart right now, Father God. Speak to that person, Father God, who's been tossing and turning. Speak to that person, Father God, who's been feeling you at their heart, at their spiritual heart, tugging at their spiritual heart, Father God, that even the things that they used to do, the things that they used to get pleasure in, Father God, they can't get pleasure in it anymore because they feel you pulling them out of darkness, Father God. Allow them to know, Father God, it's nothing difficult to give their lives over to you, Father God. Allow them to know all they have to do is repent in their heart, Father God. All they have to do is repent, Father God, with their mouth and confess that Jesus is the Son of God, that he was crucified, that he died, but that he rose again, oh God. All they have to do is believe. Salvation is a faith thing, Father God. It's a faith thing. It's not about works, Lord God. Father God, because Jesus already did the works. He did the works on the cross. So only thing we have to do is just believe it by faith. Believe what he did. Believe that he came down 42 generations. Believe that he was born through a Virgin Mary, Father, through Virgin Mary, Father God. Believe that he had a ministry, Father God, and that he healed and he delivered and he saved and he forgave, Lord God. Believe that he was crucified, Lord God. Believe that he was whipped all night, Lord. Believe that he had a crown of thorns, oh God. Believe that he was on the cross, nailed to the cross, Father God. Believe that a spear went in his side, Father God, and the blood came out, Father God, and water came out. Believe that he ripped the veil in two, Father God, that now we can come straight to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we don't have to wait for our earthly high priest, Father God, to make sacrifices for us, Father God, but we can come to you for ourselves, Father God. That's all they have to do is believe, and believe that he died for their sin. Believe that he rose again on the third day. That's all they have to do is believe. It's just a faith thing, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, and help someone to have the faith to get there. Allow someone to have the faith not to allow the unknown to keep them back. Allow someone to not allow relinquishing control to hold them back, Father God, because you are too important for us to allow anything, especially sin, especially control, to hold us back from having communion with you, from having a relationship with you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, someone on today may feel like they don't even have faith on today. Maybe they've been believing you for something, Father God, and maybe it has not come to pass yet. Or maybe it's not going to come to pass, Father God. But Lord God, this is something you said to me after my brother passed away. Just because we have faith. And it's not that we don't have faith when things don't work out the way we want them to work out. It's not that we don't have faith, Father God. But our faith is not going to override your will for our lives or for the lives of anyone else. So help us to start having faith according to not just your word, but help us to have faith according to your will. Allow us to pray, Father God, according to your will, Father God. Allow our heart's desire, Father God, to be connected to your will for our lives, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray for someone on today who's struggling, Father God. They're struggling, Father God, in their finances, Father God. They're struggling in their homes, Father God. They're struggling at work, Father God. They're struggling in school on today, Father God. Someone is asking for strength just to pass that last final, Father God. Someone is asking for strength just to get through the workday, Father God. Someone is asking for strength just to be able to tend to their home, Father God. To tend to their children, Father God. To cook dinner on tonight, Father God. Someone is just asking for strength for another second, Father God. Someone is asking for strength to get through chemotherapy. Someone is asking for strength to get through radiation. Someone is asking for strength to get through immunotherapy, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, whatever it is that we need from you on today, you have it, Father God. You have that and so much more, Father God. And there's no good thing you will withhold from us, Father God, as we continue to walk up right before you. But Father God, you're so good, Father God. You said in your word that you will reign on the just and the unjust, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. But Lord God, I come to say thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for not forgetting about us, Father God. Even before we accepted you as our Lord and Savior, God. We thank you for not forgetting about us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for having mercy upon us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for loving us so much, Father God, to hold on to us, Father God, in spite of and despite what we do and what we have done, Father God. Thank you for not giving up on us on today, Father God. Thank you for holding us close to your bosom, Father God. Thank you for strengthening us, Father God. Thank you for making ways for us, Father God. Someone needs you to pay their rent. Someone needs their mortgage paid. Someone needs their car insurance paid. Someone needs their home insurance paid, Father God. Someone needs the water bill paid. Someone needs their gas bill paid, their electrical bill paid, Father God. Someone needs, Father God, for their cable bill to be paid, their cellular bill to be paid on today. Someone is just asking for money to provide food for their children to eat on today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, I pray, Father God, that you will allow them to stand on your word, to stand on your promises, Father God. When you said it's in your word, God, it says, my God shall supply all of our need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Lord God, I stand on that one today. I stand on that not just for me and everything that I need, Father God, but for those, Father God, who may not know how to stand on your word, but those that may not know how to stand on your promises, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, Lord God, I pray and ask you, look down upon those who work dangerous jobs, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will cover them. I pray that you will protect them. them. I pray, Father God, that you will surround them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to look down upon everyone on mass transportation. Cover them in the blood. Look down upon everyone in their vehicles. Cover them in the blood. Look down upon everyone who walks, Father God, who ride their bikes, Father God, who skateboard, Father God, who rollerblades, Father God. Cover them in the blood, Father God. Wherever we go, Father God, cover us in the blood, Father God. Don't allow any hurt, harm, or danger to come our way, Father God. Don't allow anything to come to us to make us afraid, Father God. In the name of Jesus, don't allow no plague to come nigh to us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, don't allow the flu to come nigh unto us, Father God. Don't allow COVID-19 to come nigh unto us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, don't allow salmonella to come near to us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, don't allow E. coli to come near unto us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, allow us to remember to bless everything we eat and drink, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you will cover us, Father God, with everything that we put in our mouths, Father God. Cover us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Allow no toxins or poisons to be in it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, to give strength, Father God, on today. To give comfort on today. Someone is mourning on today. Someone is grieving hard on today, Father God. Someone is missing their loved one on today. Give them strength. Give them comfort like you only you can, Father God. Only you know how to comfort the comfortless, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, look down upon those who are weak. Be their strength, Father God. Look down upon those, Father God, who don't know how to be happy, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help them to become happy on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Happiness is just an emotion, Father God. Sometimes we're happy, sometimes we're sad, Father God, but allow our happiness to outweigh our sadness, Father God. But allow us, Father God, more importantly, to have joy. Allow us to have the joy of the Lord, Father God. For the joy of the Lord is our strength, Father God. So allow us to find strength in your joy. Help us to find strength in your peace. Help us to find strength in your grace. Help us to find strength in your mercy. Help us to find strength in your comfort, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I come just to say thank you on today. Thank you for loving us, Father God. For you love us, Father God, even when we don't love ourselves, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. You love us, Father God, even when we don't love you back, Father God. So I thank you for your unconditional love, Father God. For no one can love us the way you love us, Father God. For you know us, Father God, from the inside to the outside, Father God. You know all about us, Father God, and you love us anyway, Father God. So I thank you for the anyway, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you on today. I honor you on today. I glorify you on today. And I just thank you on today. And I just praise you, Father God. I thank you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.